And we're now joined by Michigan head coach Carroll Hutchins. The Wolverines are the Big Ten champions for 2018. They come into the tournament with a record of 43-10 on the season, an 18-3 mark in conference play, earning their 20th Big Ten championship and 10th in the last 11 seasons. Michigan is the number one seed for the Big Ten tournament and has won 37 of its last 41 games. The Wolverines will have a bye into Friday's quarterfinal round, where they will take on the winner of the game between 8-seeded Michigan State and number 9-seed Nebraska at approximately 4:30 p.m. Central Time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could open with a quick statement, then we'll take questions from the media.
Well, hi, everybody. And really, it's postseason. It's the part of the time of the year that I tell my student-athletes they are going to remember. That when they look back on Team 41, when they look back on the 2018 season, they're going to remember, you know, the end of the year and the postseason. And this is why we do what we do all year. This is why we train. This is why we get up early. This is why we travel the country in February and March to get to this point. So I hope everybody's as excited as I am, because it's the funnest time of the year.
Great. Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, Great Lakes Post.
Hutch, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Casey?
Doing good. I'm just curious, how was Tara's week of practice this week, and what's been her mindset the last week?
Well, you know, we've only had one day of practice, Tuesday. So yesterday we actually kind of did a different style practice. I felt our kids, it's been a grind, as it has for everybody. And since our trip to Indiana, it has just been go. We added that, you know, Michigan State game last week, and I just felt that we didn't need to come out and have a normal old Michigan-style practice. So it was kind of a swing practice, and it was excellent. The kids were fired up. We made it a little more was competitive, but it was different than what we normally do. So, you know, this is the thing about Tara. She's a competitor. She had a rough outing on the mound. Nobody needs to tell her that. She texted her pitching coach on Monday, wanting to know if she could throw live this week to our hitters. And so I know, but she wants to help us win. So I'm not worried about Tara Blanco.
All right. Thanks, Hutch. Good luck in the tournament.
Thanks.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Hey, Coach, while we wait for our next media question, can you touch a little bit on your freshman pitcher this year, Megan Bobine, and how well she's performed in her first season at the college level?
Well, I think you said it. She has exceeded really anybody's expectations. But I know for a fact that when she came here to be great. She came here to be a part of something great. She didn't come in her freshman year to try to figure it out. She knew coming in that she was going to pitch, and it was her intention to pitch well. So she's definitely self-fulfilling. She's been awesome. She's carried us on her shoulders many a game, and I expect you'll see the ball in her hands quite a bit.
Great. Thanks, Coach. We have time for one final media question.
Your final question is from Angelique Changelis, the Detroit News.
Hey, Hutch. Well, that was sort of my question. I mean, you said that Megan exceeded anyone's expectations. What was realistic in your mind for Megan coming into this season?
Well, I expected, and it was our need for her to come in and be an ace. But I expected she could do that, to be honest. I never go into a season counting what games I think we should win and how many games we should win. We know we have our work cut out for us every year. But with that being said, I am not really surprised that we're at where we're at with Megan and what Megan's done for Michigan. But I'll tell you, she's one driven athlete. She's already one of the most driven kids I've ever met.
Can I follow up, Hutch? I mean, with your bats, I mean, what is the concern level? I mean, do you feel like that, you know, this is postseason, this is when things turn around batting-wise, hitting-wise?
Well, they don't turn around now. There won't be any other time. This is the postseason.
Uh-huh.
And I don't feel that we're in a state we have to turn it around. We have definitely,
uh-huh.
Not been on a hot streak with our bats in really the last 8 games. But we're a very contagious team. And what we do need is somebody to spark us. We need somebody to have a breakout weekend. And I think that's all it will take to ignite us, is just to get somebody that swings it well once or twice. And I think that'll get us going. And, but yeah, that's the name of the game, is your defense, which starts on the mound, has to keep you in the game until your offense can win it. And, you know, we were able to scratch out a really big victory Friday night without a lot of great swings. And Bobian kept us in that game and gave us the chance to win it. So, you know, that's, we're a defensive team. And if that's what we are, that's, we're going to do our best to win with it.
Great. Thank you.
Coach, really appreciate you joining us today. Good luck at the tournament this weekend.
Thank you.